And David Tennant's on the line. Hello, David.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Oh, I'm all right, thanks.
Do you know Vic and Barb? Have you passed
we've worked together.
We have, yeah. Randall and Upkirk.
Yeah.
Yes. How's your back then, David?
Getting better, thanks, yeah.
How did you do it, David?
How did I do it?
Yep.
I don't really know. It just kind of crept up on me.
Were you bending backwards a bit too far?
Well, probably. It was probably... I don't know, it just sort of started getting worse and worse, and then I woke up one morning and couldn't really walk anymore.
This is a slip disc, right?
No, it's a prolapsed disc.
It's a prolapsed disc. What's the difference? What's the difference?
Now, here you go. I've learned all about this. Because a disc is like hard fibres on the outside and kind of gunky stuff in the middle. And the hard fibres split, and all the gunky stuff came out like a toothpaste tube being squeezed and was impacting on the nerve. Which is why I lost sensation in my leg and couldn't, and was in quite a lot of pain.
And they've no idea how you've done this then?
Well, it's probably just kind of, it sort of crept up on me, which probably means the gunk was slowly sort of squeezing itself out bit by bit. I don't know. There wasn't one defining incident that made it happen. I think it's just one of those things.
How long are you out for?
Don't know. It's supposed to be a 6-week recovery period, but I seem to be doing quite well. So we'll keep sort of monitoring it. I'm hoping to maybe get back on stage before the end of the run, but I've got to, you know, do what I'm told to an extent as well.
So what does that involve? Is that daily rehab, daily physio?
There's a little bit, but it's just one of those things that just went wrong and then they remove it and then your body just has to get over it, really. So there are a few exercises, but basically it's just time.
And rest?
Rest, but not too much rest, you know. Keep a bit active, but not overdo it kind of thing. Not like to lift anything too heavy at the moment. But I can walk about and stuff.
How do you feel for the people who've already booked to see you in Hamlet? Because obviously that's tricky, isn't it?
Well, obviously I would never have done this through choice, believe me. If I could be on stage, I would be. So I'm very sorry if that has disappointed people. But we've got great understudies, and they're, you know, and Ed Bennett, who's playing Hamlet, and all the other guys who are understudying are... I mean, I've been working with them all year. I know how good they all are, so... You won't be disappointed if you go and see the show with them.
And there's the RSC are telling us there's a chance you might make the end of the run.
Well, that's what I'm hoping, but we've all got to be quite kind of careful about it. I mean, I keep being told off for being a bit gung ho about it. So, if I'm allowed and if I've got enough better, because I don't want to, you know, do myself an injury and be have a recurrence or anything like that. So, it would be great to get back, but I'll do my best.
Tell us about Doctor Who then. Christmas Day, it forms the centrepiece of the BBC One schedule. I saw the episode this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Fill people in on where it picks up.
Well, the Doctor's on his own now, and he lands in Victorian London and meets a future version of himself, played by David Morrissey. Who else would you want to cast as the Doctor, really? Sort of perfect casting. But this Doctor, this future version of the Doctor, doesn't seem to know who the current Doctor is. So clearly something's gone a bit wrong, and he's having memory. He's had a memory lapse and is in a bit of a difficult state. So that's got something to do with the fact that he's also fighting the Cybermen at the time,
and he's also some of the things he claims to have that the genuine Doctor has aren't quite there, are they? The TARDIS isn't quite the TARDIS, is it?
Now don't start giving it away, Phil. I'm sure you were given that DVD under strict instructions not to give away the plot.
Is that giving it away?
I think that's, well, you know, he's got a TARDIS. That's all you should need to know before you start watching it.
Okay, fair enough. I'm genuinely sorry if you feel I was giving something away there.
Well, come on.
I wasn't intended to. Very sorry about that. Explain to people, especially Doctor Who fans, where you are with Doctor Who, because we know from the end of October you announced that you're going to come to an end on there.
So, right.
When's the last time we see you on screen?
It'll be this time next year, probably. So it's me for another whole year yet.
Right.
That's the thing with having to announce all these things so early.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and it's a great thing, because the show gets so much attention and people want to know every detail about it, which is great, but one of the downside effects of that, I suppose, is that it's very difficult to hold on to any stories about it. So, we felt I should announce I was going to leave before it leaked out. But it does mean that it's still me for another year. I'm doing 4 specials starting in January, and they'll go through 2009. But it'll be somebody else in 2010.
And who would you like to bequeath your crown to?
Well, it might be David Morrissey, of course. He is playing the next Doctor on Christmas Day, so... Mm. And I'd be very happy to leave it with him. But, I mean, look, everyone's being suggested, aren't they? I think Vic and Bob have both been suggested.
Oof.
So it could be anyone.
Do you fancy it, Vic?
Yeah, don't not half. Me or Roger Moore.
Bob?
Mark Benton would be good.
He'd be very good, yeah.
Wouldn't he be good?
Yeah.
Have you been approached, chaps, to guest in Doctor Who?
No.
Why not?
I can't act. Why haven't you been approached?
I don't know. We'd have to ask the approachee.
Well, David Tennant's still got some influence for the next year. Would you fancy working with them again?
I'd love to, yeah.
I thought it was going to be the Morrissey chap. Am I wrong? Is that
well, he's in the Christmas one, isn't he?
Oh, so I've just been fooled. Is it just meant... No.
I don't... Do you know what? I'm not saying anymore because I don't want to give any more away.
Maybe he's being groomed.
I'm already in trouble.
John McCrillick?
John McCrillick. I think maybe he's more of a natural Davros.
Some questions from some of your fans, David.
Okay.
Thomas, who says he's age 9 and he's a Doctor Who's number one fan.
Excellent.
Why did you decide to leave Doctor Who, and will anything change your mind?
I think it's too late to change my mind now. I think they've started asking other people, or looking at other people anyway. But I just thought if I didn't leave now, I never would. And I wanted to leave while people... You know, where there was a chance people might miss me rather than wanting to be rid of me. And it would be very easy to stay forever because I do love it and I have a great time. But I think, and for Thomas himself, because I remember when I was a kid and Tom Baker left, I kind of thought it would never be the same. But you know, it's one of those shows that they'll find somebody brilliant and within a week he'll have forgotten about me and the new guy will be fantastic and it'll keep being exciting. And
you say that, but you do become, as a little boy, you do become attached to a certain Doctor, don't you? Same like with James Bond. You know, you speak to people of a certain generation. Roger Moore's their James Bond more than Sean Connery.
Sure, but I think it's also part of what's great about Doctor Who is that it can completely change and be completely the same at the same time. And I think that's... And it's exciting. It's exciting to know what's going to happen to the Tenth Doctor and why... What's going to finally beat him, you know? So, the stories next year are going to be very exciting for all those reasons. And then, I promise you, Thomas, somebody brilliant will take over and you'll be very happy to see him as the Doctor too.
They're getting younger and younger, aren't they, the Doctors?
Yes, the next one's going to be 12.
Yeah, I think that's the way it's heading, isn't it? Because who's the first one? What's his name?
William Hartnell.
William Hartnell, because he was quite old, wasn't he?
Yeah. Although, you know, he wasn't... I found out recently he was only sort of 55 or something, because he looked about 80.
Yeah, but I think they're getting younger. I think we're heading towards, you know, a baby.
Rupert Grint, he could do it, couldn't he?
Yeah.
He'd be very good.
The first ginger Doctor Who.
He'd be very good, yeah.
And then a 3-year-old.
Another 9-year-old. I don't know what it is with 9-year-olds today. James Asher, 9 and 3 weeks, to be precise, according to his text.
Good.
So he wants to know what's your favourite music and what's your favourite song.
Wow.
It's a bit smash hits.
That's quite tricky. I mean, I'm a big Proclaimers fan. So probably ultimately be one of them. But today... My favourite song is the Wombats Christmas song.
Excellent choice.
Called This Christmas. Have you heard that?
Yeah,
it's
love
great.
That. Yeah.
Who the Wombles?
The Wombats, Vic.
The Wombats.
They still make good use of the things that they find, but it's generally guitars.
Yeah.
Also, his mum says, "Thank you for making the three boys in her life blissfully happy."
Oh, I'm very pleased I have.
Sam in London, this is a bit left field. Do you think Judi Dench should be the next Doctor Who, and could you recommend her? I've heard she'd love to play the role.
She's probably quite busy. She tends to be. She tends to be booked up, doesn't she, Dame Jude? And she'd be brilliant, of course.
Could they ever take you down that road?
I think it's one of those parts that could be done anyway. You know, like Vic was saying, you know, it was a very old man at first, and it's been all different ages and all different types of bloke. It could. There's no reason why it couldn't be a woman who was, you know, any particular age.
Or an animal.
Or an animal, quite. Could be anything.
Doctor Twit to who?
Doctor Who magazine readers recently voted you their favourite Doctor Who. How did you feel about that, given the long line of people that preceded you?
I was very chuffed. You know, it was a rare honour, really, to be honest. So I'm not going to complain. But I don't know that, you know, I wouldn't have voted for me, but then it's very nice that people think that.
Charlie, now look, I can't believe this. He's genuinely another 9-year-old has sent an email for you.
Right.
You're big with the 9 demographic.
Oh, yeah.
What was it like working alongside yourself, in brackets, the other Doctor? Did you get on well? And what are you hoping to get from Santa on Christmas Day? Thanks, says Charlie, and get well soon.
Thank you, Charlie. Did he mean working alongside when David Morrissey was playing the Doctor? Is that what he means, do you think?
I'm not sure.
Well, working with David Morrissey was terrific, but we'd done it before. So I was very pleased when I knew that there was going to be another Doctor on set. I was delighted to hear that it was going to be him, because he's one of the greatest actors in the land, really. So that was great to have him back.
And what are you hoping for from Santa?
He did a bit as one of the old Doctors, which was a thrill for me because I'd grown up watching him. So that was a slightly out-of-body experience as well, really, to suddenly be working alongside someone you watched when you were 11 in the same costume. But you know, working as a Doctor Who's great. It's full of things like that. You get a treat every day.
And what do you want from Santa, Charlie wants to know?
I think, right, this Christmas I just want to be back to full health, I think. I'm nearly there. Hopefully by Christmas Day.
Katie Russell's emailed for you. Katie says, hope your back's finally getting better.
It is.
Can
you
say
Katie
a big hello to David Tennant? I went to see him in Stratford as the character Hamlet. He was amazing. I thoroughly enjoyed the performance. I'm still so upset when he declared that he's giving up the role of Doctor Who.
Well, there's still a year to go, you know. You'll be bored of me by the end of next year, I promise.
Have you got other projects lined up? Oh, so it's tricky, is it, with your back at the moment?
Well, I'm hoping to get back to Hamlet. And then, obviously, we're filming Doctor Who till about sort of the middle of next year. Beyond that, I genuinely don't know. I have no idea. That'll be it, probably. Signing on before the year's out.
What are you doing for Christmas?
Just family stuff, you know, the fairly traditional all getting together, and I'm looking forward to that.
Well, the Doctor Who Christmas special is on Christmas Day on BBC One, early evening, and our TV reviewers will cast their eye over that in an hour or so on this programme. Wish you all the best with your return to health. It's a real pain when you have something like that. I've heard you say in other interviews you're impatient to get back to work.
I am impatient to get back to work, but I keep being told, and it's right, that I have to sort of do, you know, I have to not be silly about it as well, so it's a balance.
And when your back's right, maybe Vic and Bob will have you on Shooting Stars.
Oh, I wish they would. It's my favourite programme of all time, about.
Well, how can
the West Wing.
Yeah. Well, come and do it if we do a series, Dave. It'd be lovely to see you.
Oh, you know I'd do it. Why didn't you ask me for Christmas? I'm devastated.
You probably were asked. But, yeah, well, if we get a series out of it, then please come along.
I would love to. I'd love to.
David Tennant, thank you very much indeed. Happy Christmas to you.
Cheers, happy Christmas.
Cheers. David Tennant, who's Doctor Who, nursing a bad back at the moment.